is Wade Rath. Here's the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The Self-Employed Mortgage Access Act, co-sponsored by Senators Warner of Virginia and Rounds of South Dakota, would expand lenders' permissible sources to verify incomes beyond the relatively narrow range specified in current regulations. According to Warner, as many as 42 million Americans, roughly 30% of the workforce, are self-employed or in the gig economy. This could mark the return of more stated income loans once again. Hong Kong has more than 10,000 residents who each control at least $30 million, about a 31% jump from 2016 to 2017, according to WealthX, a research firm that studies the world's wealthiest people. Number of ultra-wealthy people in New York City increased to about 9,000 residents over that same period, a 7% jump. Political focus of the Black Lives Matter movement is much farther to the left than traditional black civil rights organizations. Movement supports reparations in the form of fully funded education, an end to money bail, and the demilitarization of the police. Since turning to electoral politics, its constituency groups have said that the candidates they endorse must also represent similar progressive views. Trump administration's closest intelligence partners, the UK, Australia, New Zealand, and Canada, have quietly warned technology firms that they will demand lawful access to all encrypted emails, text messages, and voice communications, threatening to compel compliance if the private companies refuse to voluntarily provide the information to the governments. In a groundbreaking victory for gay rights, India's Supreme Court struck down one of the world's oldest laws criminalizing consensual gay sex, putting to rest a legal battle that stretched for many years and burying one of the most glaring vestiges of India's colonial past. Jeffrey Winder could have received up to 12 months in jail and $2,500 in fines from a jury after being convicted of assaulting Jason Kessler 2 days after the Unite the Right rally. Instead, he was fined $1. Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms entered an agreement between the city of Atlanta and ICE officials to house illegal immigrants in city jails as they await deportation. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.
This program is produced by the Arkansas Broadcasting Foundation, KABF-FM in Little Rock, Arkansas, and is distributed through Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, serving the needs and interests of low and moderate income Americans.